call the roll.
Bledsoe? Bookout? Burnett?
The Senate voted to override the veto 20-14. Governor Mike Beebe had argued the bill violates the Constitution and would cost the state money in a potential legal challenge. But the measure's sponsor, Republican Senator Jason Rapert of Conway, doesn't buy that.
The argument that says that this bill is unconstitutional is actually an excuse. It's not a reason. The fact of the matter is the heartbeat bill does use language from Roe v. Wade, has all the exceptions that are typically fought over, and we believe that we're doing exactly what Roe v. Wade said. We're regulating approximately the end of the first trimester and the beginning of the second, and I believe where there's a heartbeat, there is life, and I believe that you're going to see another successful vote, and I'm appreciative of those that will do so.
It was just last week that the legislature overrode another abortion-related bill that will ban most procedures 20 weeks into a pregnancy. That was the first veto of Beebe's to be overridden. The Arkansas Constitution gives state lawmakers the power to override a veto with a simple majority of both the House and Senate. Jay Barth, professor of politics at Hendricks College, says Arkansas is one of just a few states that give legislatures that power. He says the rule is a provision of the post-Reconstruction era.
Those who kind of reclaimed the state government after Reconstruction, those Democrats, you know, were very cynical about government in general, state government, and in particular were really cynical about the power of the governor, is that there are lots of things in the state constitution that are really about limiting state governor's authority.
Barth wrote the book Arkansas Politics and Government with the late political scientist Diane Blair. In it, he tabulated veto overrides of Arkansas's past. Former Governor Mike Huckabee, a Republican, weathered many such political maneuvers from the majority Democratic legislature of the time.
The most significant one was the battle over general improvement funds with Governor Huckabee and the Democratic legislature in 1997. I think that was one where that was a big battle. You know, historically, the governor had total power over the dispersal of those general improvement dollars. The legislature really wanted to have a voice in that.
He says the state's constitution was intended to limit the governor's authority in other ways, too, such as breaking the executive branch up into seven different offices. Fast forward to 2013, with a majority Republican legislature for the first time since the state's constitution was written, and you have a group of legislators who have been waiting to get a word in. After last week's override of his veto, Governor Beebe, who spent decades as a legislator himself, took it in stride, saying that it's just the way the process works.
Oh, it happens all the time. We used to do it to Huckabee every a lot. I mean, you know, I don't veto a lot of bills. It's not anything novel or new. We did it with Clinton. We did it with Tucker.
These days, Rex Nelson is the president of Arkansas Independent Colleges and Universities. But back when Beebe was doing some veto overriding of his own, Nelson was an aide to Huckabee.
I think it was 8 vetoes that they overrode all in the same day. It was unprecedented. There had never been that many overrides in a single day in Arkansas history. But, of course, you had a Republican governor, only the third Republican governor since Reconstruction, and you had a heavily Democratic legislature at that time.
That difference in party between the governor and the legislature is what Barth agrees will drive many veto overrides.
We just haven't had it arrayed this way, where you have a Democratic governor and a Republican legislature.
The House is expected to take its own vote on the veto override of the 12-week abortion ban soon. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.